I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everybody, welcome to Marriage or Martinis. I'm Adam, here's Danielle.
Hello.
This felt so weird to say that. Mm-hmm. We're back, it's 2023. Happy New Year. I know there's a time you're not supposed to say Happy New Year.
Yeah, didn't you see that Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Right, but it's our first, just the two of us recording this year, so we're finally back. Happy New Year, everybody. We missed you. We missed doing this. It just, we'll explain, right? This is about 2022, so we'll explain why we haven't been back for a while, I guess, right?
Yeah, life.
Okay, so, all right, so we're recapping 2022 a little bit. Is that, what was your thought process?
Well, my thought process was 4 weeks ago when I wrote, I came up with this episode that we were going to talk about, like, the new year. But, to 2022 and looking forward to 2023 and, like, stuff that we want to do there. And I mean, it's about all of that, but it's just also about sort of, like, catching everybody up in life. And I guess, you have to do, like, a New Year episode, I think.
Like, you have to.
I think it's, like, a podcast rule.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to do that.
So this is it.
Okay.
And we also, 2023, we have already some amazing episodes and interviews lined up that I think people are going to be really excited about. And our date night book just came out in paperback. Perfect time to buy it for Valentine's Day. So please, if you want to support us, that's a really great way to do it. There's always a special discount code for our podcast listeners for 15% off.
Only available to listeners of the podcast.
Correct.
This is not said anywhere else.
Nope.
We don't put it anywhere.
Nope.
It's not on the Instagram. It's not on the socials.
The Instagram.
Yep.
Nope.
It's nowhere.
MNM podcast for 15% off.
Yeah.
And also, if you could please rate and review, that would be fantastic. If you even have listened to one episode, if this is your second episode you're listening to and you enjoyed the first one, obviously because you're back, right?
And how could you not love us?
So it's so funny because when I was thinking back on 2022, I was like, no, this all couldn't have happened in 2022. This had to be 2021 and maybe even 2020. Like, I had to kind of like check my gauge and be like, that this can't be that so much happened in our lives in 2022. And it feels like fucking forever.
Yeah. I'm so, for us, we don't do anything for New Year's. The New Year doesn't really like mean a lot to us as a celebration or whatever. I am so looking forward to 2023 and hoping that it's going to be the better year. So I'm a fan of New Year's at this point because I need us some change.
So I feel like we just ended a trilogy, right? 2020 through 2022 was, man, it was hard. Not just for us. I know everybody feels it. Like the fatigue and the the depression that I know so many of us are feeling from time to time or all the time. It's been a lot. And so I'm hoping that trilogy is over.
Well, all the stuff that COVID caused and the pandemic caused and lockdown caused, all the things that, have been spiraling and snowballing for the last 2-3 years. I'm hoping now we're at a point where it's time to say, okay, let's move forward. Let's get past those things. And hopefully we've dealt with them.
Mm-hmm.
all the things, you know, everybody, mm-hmm. not just us. Oh,
yeah, like, when is it going to become the Roaring Twenties? Because it has not been
it's
at
time.
All.
Yeah.
It is time for us to roar in the 20s.
Damn right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into this stuff here.
You're so good. You're the best at transitions.
I don't know.
All right, well, I asked you if 2022 had a movie or a song title, what would it be?
You know, it didn't take me more than like half a second to think of a song when okay. I thought of 2022. And it was definitely Everybody Hurts by R.E.M.
Yes.
I mean, that could be the saddest, most depressing, sad song ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what came to mind. Mm-hmm. And I felt it all at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And not even like I don't have a lyric or, you know, a piece of it. Like just, you know, the melody and the mm-hmm. melancholiness of it all.
What happened to them? Where are they, R.E.M.?
I'm not sure. Mm. I don't know.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, but that definitely popped into my head immediately.
Yeah, I used to play that song on repeat.
Well, didn't we all?
Yeah, like a breakup,
right.
Or unrequited love, or
isn't that on like the, you know, the personal tape mix on like after you've broken up with your whoever, your boyfriend or girlfriend mm-hmm. or whatever? That was like number
the
one,
the standard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a completely my pick right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
So I said "Pussy Control" by Prince. You know that song?
No. I know.
I'm not going to sing. Pussy Control. Ow. It's a good song.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's a great song.
Prince is one of those artists whom I love and respect. And I know the songs, but don't know the titles of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things. So
well,
if I heard the song.
The song just basically says Pussy Control.
Okay.
So,
right.
But February of 2022, Mia brought home our first cat. Well, first, there was Domino, who now is like fully living in our house. Mm-hmm. And she was, you know, the feral cat who had kittens outside. But February 2022, Mia brought home a very sick cat, Momo, who we cared for and everything. And since that day, it has kind of been like pussy hell. I mean, I love it. We have Thumper and Domino now, and they're both fantastic. And I'm so happy that we have them. But it was sort of like one of those things that gets tossed into your life that you're like, well, I didn't need that. I had enough. My plate was
right.
fucking full.
But, you know, you got to think about it. They probably did a lot for us with the kids having those animals in the house.
Oh, except when they died.
Right. All right. So the two that died, mm-hmm. let's not count
and
those.
And we tried our fucking hardest. We really did.
The first one, Momo, who we took and we knew
was
sick.
We knew there was just, we just did our best for as long as he had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one surprise that didn't make it, right? Mm-hmm. But the two that did and the dogs, you know, mm-hmm. have kept the kids' spirits up and they're happy in the house, you know. So it's been a positive for that, you know, respect of it. But it's just been a lot for us with that.
Yeah, it's been one of those years where everybody always says, like, pets, you know, my mom has always said pets make a house a home. And she has always been a huge advocate of, you know, first of all, rescue. And second of all, just the fact that kids should grow up with a pet. And I know a lot of kids don't, and they're fine. But, you know, for us, when they struggled this year socially and, you know, there were days when it was just really bad. Having the pets there mm-hmm. was just so freaking key because, you know, they just, it's like, it's unconditional love.
But it's kind of really hysterical.
And sometimes they weren't getting unconditional love from us this year. So it was good that they had the pets.
I'll come downstairs in the morning after, you know, after waking up, and I'll see there's four animals sitting in the family room, you mm-hmm. know, and they all look like they should be in one of those poses. Remember like George Costanza in Seinfeld, that pose, that painting?
Yeah.
They're all in a pose like that in their, they're on the couch or on their cat stand thing that we have, or mm-hmm. they're all in like, and I just walk downstairs and I crack up to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know, you're like, how did we get here?
Insane, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Where's the bird cage of the birds, and where's the other animals that we need to fill in
no
the
birds.
Space? I know, I'm just saying, like, we've got a zoo going on here.
Yes, we do.
It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. And the kids want more.
Yeah.
They're like begging for more.
Right.
Not happening.
No.
I mean, not on purpose, at least.
I guarantee you 2023 there's going to be a new animal in the house. Guarantee it. It's going to happen.
Please don't say that.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying I'm for it. I'm just saying it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a quote from a movie or a song that describes what you were feeling this year?
No. No, because I just went with that song.
Well, I just said, it's Groundhog's Day again, folks.
Right. Makes sense.
You know, like how every day, if you go back and listen to our ADHD episode, you know, ADHD is very real, that episode, which I think was really great. And, you know, I think we probably talked a little bit about the summer that we had and with Mia, you know, coming home from her summer program unexpectedly, and Ian with his teen tour and how hard that was and everything. Like, there was just a time when we would wake up in the morning and look at each other and be like, fuck, you know, like we weren't sleeping, but yet like when we were awake, it was worse, you know, it was just a really, really hard time. So, you know, I just felt like this year more than ever, I think, even when I was pregnant, I think I feel more like a vessel for everything else. Like I was just literally like a vessel for research. I was a vessel for therapy. I was like just for getting us through everything. I felt this year like my life was not my own. You know, like it just my identity shifted to I just got to take care of shit.
Yeah.
And that's really hard because, you know, you get to a place where you're sort of like, okay, now maybe I'm going to start to be able to be back to myself a little bit, and the kids are getting older and this and that. And it was the complete opposite this year. Like I definitely lost a lot of myself because that energy was really being drained in all directions.
Yeah. It definitely makes sense. You know, for a long time in 2022, every day, you know, I'd get up, I'd get ready, I'd go to work, I'd be texting Ian during the day, you know, just making sure, is he okay? What's going on? Who are you talking to? Knowing I'm coming home, we're going to have our family discussion that night because that's what we did almost every night for a long time. You know, what happened, you know, with the kids, you know, each kid separately, who'd you talk to? What happened? Did anything bad happen? Did anything good happen? You know, just every night, which I think is great and you should do with your kids. But it was at a point, you know, it's every, like it became monotonous. It was just, this is now what I know my daily schedule is.
And yeah, we would wake up in the morning and be like, okay, what shitty thing is going to happen today?
And it was just, I know, there was no different day. It was, you know, get up, work, text the kids, come home, have the conversations, and be exhausted and go to bed and be in bed before 9 o'clock and just because I couldn't take anymore. And that was every day for a long time. So everybody hurts.
It was just no Ned Ryerson. But other than that, it was Groundhog's Day. I mean, I feel like we're going to beat this with a dead horse. So maybe we should go quickly with this. But like emotional things we went through and, you know, how you think you've grown and evolved this year.
So, you know, looking back, I barely even realized that we hadn't taken a vacation or gone out to dinner or like done anything just for ourselves. I almost forgot that that didn't happen during the year. I didn't even like it's been, it was what, four years that we took a vacation. How many times in the last year did we go out to dinner, the two of us? Four? Maybe.
And they were all at 4:30.
Right. Our favorite.
You're not going at 4:30. You're not seeing us.
Our favorite time to go out to dinner. I mean, we were just so caught up in everything that just became the forefront of our entire being. Like that was all it was. And there was no time for just us and no time for fun and no time to do anything. But, you know, we were both just emotional wrecks all year. We were busier than we've ever been all year for all the things, for work, for the kids, for all that stuff. And you know what's weird, too? Like, I just realized it finally caught up to me a few weeks ago where I was just feeling like shit, like just feeling really crappy. I'm using these adjectives here because I didn't feel sick, you know, which is on a side note here also, which is weird. You know, I haven't been sick in like 4 years. Is that weird?
That is weird. I mean, that's great.
I mean, I had the vaccine shots and I got sick after that, you know, each time, which is normal, you know,
right.
Whatever. So I had, you know, fever, you know, for a day. Mm-hmm. I haven't been sick in like 3 or 4 years. Isn't Puzzle that bizarre? Shouldn't I
And
have
I've
been?
Had COVID twice.
Yeah. I mean, you've been sick plenty
a
of
lot.
Times. The kids have been sick many, many times. Mm-hmm. COVID and flu and like whatever else.
I think you're not trying hard enough.
But isn't that weird? Shouldn't
I? Think you should be wearing yourself down even more.
I'm with all that we're doing and all as busy as I've been.
Yeah, you need to try harder.
And
I'm trying hard, obviously.
And I haven't been healthy. So, like, what's, like,
yeah.
Great. I'm not, you know, I know I'm saying it out loud. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up with 104.
Oh,
but
God.
I just find that kind of strange.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
For you.
Right. Yeah, because I'm the one, you know, taking care of everybody because I'm the one feeling great, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there was probably, when I had COVID both times, I was out. I was down for the count.
Yeah.
It was like, I took the test and I think, like, I didn't even, like, have to put the stick in the thing or whatever you do. And it was just like two lines automatically. But I said, you know, for the first time ever, I had a true partner. This was really the first full year of our marriage where I really felt like we were in this together. And, mm-hmm. You know, we've been married 20 years. This in August, we were 20 years. And I, why?
Let's talk about our 20 year anniversary celebration.
Oh, yeah. We went out with separate friends,
yeah.
Right? Which is, yeah, which basically describes a 20 year
right.
anniversary. It's like, okay, 20. Yeah, we did it. Yay.
Yeah, you went out with your girlfriends. I went out with my guy mm-hmm. friends. And, you know, mm-hmm. that was that.
But, you know, I felt like for the first time we were really on the same team. So, as much as things were really, really shitty for so long, that was sort of the one, what do you call it? Like, light, you know, just something cheesy. I don't know. You, it just felt like for the first time we were, and I say this because I want people to know that it can happen. Like, I don't want.
It can be.
No, I mean, in general, like, I don't want people to have to wait 20 years. Like, that's insanity. But it can happen. You know, it was really like, and I don't know if it was because it was with Ian and you could relate more to what he was going through than anything else that, you know, we've sort of gone through or just that it got to the point where it was just really impossible to ignore what was going on. But for the first time, I was like, oh, my God, I'm not in it alone. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But I put that under accomplishments, which you asked me later.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I said that too. I said that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to that. We'll take a break now.
Okay.
And then we could talk more about my accomplishments.
Mm-hmm. No, we did it.
Oh, it's that
done.
Was it?
Sorry.
Okay. We'll
be right back. Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, so one thing that happened this year that I don't know. I want to look up what percentage of people this actually happens to because, man, did it fucking suck. And it like it was like a full summer of this happened. We had fucking bed bugs.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Oh, how could you forget about that? I think I'm just healing from the bites. Those things are fucking vicious.
Right.
They're like tinier than a tick.
Well, you don't even see them. Right?
I think I don't even know how it works.
Don't
I don't know
nighttime.
What was going on.
Yeah.
But it was awful. And you know, of course, when you have them, it's so embarrassing because you think oh my God, were we like a dirty house? And you know, like okay, I know I have like laundry everywhere and everything, but it's not like you know, we're clean otherwise. We might be messy, but we're clean. Not that, and that's not even a reason, right? It's you usually bring it home from somewhere you were traveling, which is weird because we were barely traveling.
Right.
But you know, we did have a few hotel stays, like short term, and holy shit. It's like the indoor equivalent of putting in a septic outside. I know not quite as expensive, but it's one of those things where like you spend all this money. They come in, they like do this whole whatever they do on your whole house. I mean, literally your whole house. You pay all this money and then you're like,
now we get to sleep again without bites.
Right, right. Right. It's like you have nothing to show, right? It's like the house didn't get renovated. We didn't get new furniture. It was literally like, fuck, okay, now we're back to normal. That's it.
Yeah, you spend all, yeah, right. Just like you said, with the septic, that we can go to the bathroom without having to have it go all over your lawn.
I mean, I was, in the middle of the summer, I was so bitten up. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't sleep and everything. And, you know, they give you a date that they're going to come or whatever. So you're like, okay, great. You'll be here in 2 weeks. I have to be two fucking more weeks with these bed bugs. And it was only in certain beds. Like some of the kids weren't getting it. But holy shit. It was, I mean, such a ordeal.
Yeah. I can't believe I forgot about that.
I can't believe you did either. It was pretty awful.
It was. And I had it pretty bad. So I remember that.
Yeah.
The bites.
And you're like, you're sleeping and you're like, I know I'm sleeping and there's bed bugs in my bed. But like, what choice did we have? We don't want to like check into a hotel and then who knows, you can bring home more bed bugs. Like I wasn't going to stay with your mom or my parents or whatever. We were just sort of like, fuck it, I'll get bit.
Yeah. So, but yeah, then you have to think like, yeah, it's gross, but there's bugs that don't bite that live in your bed anyway. And there's bugs that don't bite that live on your face. And there's a whole microcosm of like.
Thank you for this.
You know, your eyebrows are a whole
No. But they like leave little pellets on your bed. And I mean, it's super disgusting.
I don't remember that. Oh, yeah. Like those. Okay. Yeah. The little,
brown, black things
black,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. It was pretty awful and pretty embarrassing and like I never want to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not.
No.
Okay.
No, no more bed bugs.
Right.
Right. Right. So, yeah, so that my advice for everyone is just don't get
bed bugs.
No.
Yeah, good
That's
advice.
That's why people need to stay home. Just stay home.
But we stay home and it happens.
Right, but I had gone on a few trips. I went on one with my sister. I went to visit my niece. Like I did a whole bunch of different, like tiny, you know, like one night trips. So it must've been one of those, but my sister didn't get bed bugs.
Huh?
I don't know either.
Me either.
So
are we still talking about my accomplishments or no, not yet? Is that done?
This is challenge. Oh. Sure.
You said it. I don't have anything else.
Well, and my second challenge was that realizing that we've probably spoken about before, but realizing that you can give your kids all the opportunities in the world. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And that was hard because, you know, we had a real reality check of just because you sign your kid up for something or you know, do something really good or you think you have like the greatest opportunity for them, sometimes they just don't want it and they just don't want to put the effort forth or it doesn't work out and it's not exactly what you thought it was going to be. And, you know, you sort of like that's where you think to yourself, like sometimes, yeah, money can't buy happiness. You know, in some ways it can buy like opportunity and comfort and all this stuff. But sometimes you can buy all the shit in the world. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Well, I mean, you spent weeks or months researching for each kid individually what they should do for the summer. The perfect thing for each kid.
I was a strategic planner. Yes, that is correct.
You did an amazing job.
Obviously not.
And one out of three panned out, right? Mm-hmm. So, you did all the research, all the right things, all like the perfect situations for the kids and for the reasons that we discussed in that podcast that we did about this, it just didn't work out, you know, for two out of three kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try as hard as we can and, you know, that was the pivot episode, right?
Yeah.
So now we have to pivot. Okay. Now what's the right, you know, we thought we knew what was right. Now we have to find out what do we think is the next route that's right?
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say, is that it wasn't a waste, because first of all, right. Mia had some kind of fucking epiphany. And, you know, ever since she came home, and I listened to the Pivot episodes, if you haven't, I think they're really good. And yeah, I think she came home and had like this self-realization of, oh shit, I better get my shit in gear. Mm-hmm. And you know, and at that point, I remember her coming home and thinking, oh my God, how, she's going to be a senior. How is she going to apply to colleges? And how is she, you know, I was so scared, right? She was getting her license. She didn't have her license yet. And we were like, is she even going to be able to drive? Mm-hmm. I don't know. There was, you know, there was a time when we were sort of like, it seems like she's not going to be able to do all these things.
Right.
And then just something happened.
Yeah, but it was like day two of being home. Like, it wasn't research, and she worked on herself, and it wasn't all that stuff.
No, she did work on herself.
But that was a progressive thing.
Right.
But it was day two that she was home where she was like, I need to get my shit together.
I think that scared the shit out of her. Yeah, I think she scared the shit out of herself. Which in some ways is better than your parents scaring the shit out of you.
Well, I tried a little bit to scare the shit out of her on the way home after picking her up, mm-hmm. too. Just a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, just to let her know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, no, it was... it was a very difficult time. Very difficult. And I was scared. I was really, really scared. I was scared for her. I was scared for us. You know, I didn't know what was going to be. And then, you know, now she's driving around. She does great, which, you know, for someone who didn't even know how to really cross the street.
Probably still doesn't. For some reason, I have no idea.
I mean, you're always scared, right? I mean, having your kids drive is terrifying no matter what, but she's doing great. She got accepted into college. I don't even know if we've had an episode since then.
Right.
But her, you know, actually, we're going to have a bunch of episodes with a college counselor who helped us and all the things that I wish I had known before this process. Yeah, you know, it just goes like a lot of things I learned this year were there's a lot of possibility, you know, there's and even in really, really bad times, good things can come from it, because she really is a different person now. Not that I didn't love who she was before, but I was afraid for her. And now I'm still afraid because I'm a mom, and, you know, she'll always do things a little more slowly and you know, and in a different way. But I know she can do it.
Right. And also, as parents, we can always think we're trying to do the best thing for our kids. And we were. We put everything we had into doing the best things for the kids, and they didn't pan out. So we pivoted. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. So we pivoted. And found, okay, now let's find the right direction. And now that's where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do the best that we can and fail. And that's okay, because that helps us find the next route.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. Hopefully this
route Yeah, and
works.
One thing I think I learned a lot this year, and I don't know how many listeners have kids going, you know, getting ready to apply to college, or if they're not applying to college and they're, you know, ending high school and doing something else, fantastic. That's another thing that, you know, we said to Mia, look, you do not have to go to college. And but one thing that I think for the first time I really realized is I don't give a shit about prestige for a school. I don't give a shit about the name, even though she's going to a very good school. But I want her to go where it's going to be a good fit. And I think I was raised sort of with you go the best place you get in. You know, like, what's the top place, mm-hmm. the best place you can get in? That's where you go. And I think that was, you know, not just my parents. I think that was kind of like the mentality. And when I made the list of colleges, you know, that I wanted her to look at and that I thought would be a good fit for her, a lot of them, and it's sad that I felt like I had to say this to a lot of people, but I was sort of like, you've probably never heard of it, but... You know, so I was still even, I would be, and every time I would say that, I'd be like, why am I even like explaining it?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I felt sort of like I had to be like, well, it's a really, you know, obscure, unknown school, but they have a great this, or they have like, you know, and I would be like, after I'd be like, why am I? That's what we need to do. You know, she needs to be in a place that's going to have the kind of security and, you know, nurturing atmosphere and everything that she needs. So that was sort of something for myself that I found too. I was sort of like, ew, why do I feel like I need to explain that? Mm-hmm. But I did. I felt like, as somebody who, you know, grew up in a certain way, I felt like I had to constantly explain myself.
I know what you're saying, and I agree with why you felt like you needed to explain yourself for what all the reasons, right? But the thing that I love is, and I think what we did right here, is that she picked the school, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. She chose the place.
Absolutely.
She wanted to go toward, make sure it was right for her. Unlike what happened just 6 months ago to that school program for the summer that didn't work out because she wasn't ready. She didn't choose it. She wasn't part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just, you did the research. You found what you thought was right for her. Mm. And we threw her right in.
Right.
Didn't work. She wasn't mature enough for it at that point. For whatever reason, 2 weeks later, she was. Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But she was the process, right? She went there, she toured it, she loved it for the reasons that work for her. It's a perfect outfit for her, right? So she wanted it so badly. She wanted to apply early decision, did that. It's the only school she wanted, and she got in. Mm-hmm. Like, she did it herself, you know, mm-hmm. with us, with her, right? Mm-hmm. Of course. But I think that's kind of what worked for her, was to let her guide it, yep. right?
I think you're so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually I am.
No.
Right.
But this time you are. okay, I said, use a few words to describe how each of these affected you in 2022. I'll go through the list and you answer.
Okay.
Okay. Job and business.
Oh, boy. Okay. Honestly, I feel accomplished. I feel very productive.
You mean with your retail business?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, that's what you meant, right? Mm-hmm. Not about the podcast? Mm. Okay.
It was just general, like whatever.
Yeah, I'm going there for this answer. Mm-hmm. So I'm just using words, right? Without sentences of explanations, right? So mm-hmm. accomplished, productive, and exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Friendships and relationships.
Lacking. I have no friendships. I don't have, and it's my fault. It's not my fault. Like, for all the reasons that all the things that we just talked about, I don't have energy for friends. I don't have time for friends. Mm-hmm. I miss my friends. I love my friends. It hasn't happened.
Who are they?
Exactly. Right. All two of them, mm-hmm. I just haven't seen. Mm-hmm. And I would love to. It's not even like, okay, well, sometimes, you know, some days I get home from work early-ish. I'm home at 6:30, 7, 7:30. Just go meet them at the house for a drink, or just go, like, what? I'm in fucking bed an hour after I get home from work mm-hmm. this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have the energy for it.
Yeah.
And I apologize to them if they're missing me, because I do miss them. I just, you know, I
it reminds me of that scene in House Sitter, which I don't know if anybody's seen except us, with Goldie Hawn and Steve Martin. Really? I thought that
Martin. Was like a big, that's an amazing,
amazing movie. I mean, yeah. If you watched it when it came out, if you didn't watch it.
Right.
But when she's wearing his sweatshirt or whatever, and he's like, can you not wear that? Like, it's really turns me on. And can you not do that? Because they're trying to he's trying to not be attracted to her
right.
and everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, and in all fairness, if there's anything that I wear that you think I shouldn't because you're attracted to me, right. let me know. It's like that.
Yeah. Wait. Like, we should take another break first before we continue this. We should have done it before we started this.
No, what?
Yeah. Look, it's been lots of minutes.
It's been lots of squiggly lines.
All right. We'll be right back. Okay, so we left off that I had no more friends. Mm-hmm. So now we're up to...
Everybody hurts.
Yes.
Sometimes. Parenting.
Oh, God. Struggling, challenging, all those things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun.
There was fun?
I know.
There was no fun.
No. Our vacation was fun-ish.
You know what? It wasn't even. Like, I mean,
it was. We enjoyed it.
That was one vacation I came back from and was like, okay, I won't do that one ever again. Ugh. A lot of them, most of our vacations, I came home like, oh, I wish, you know,
you were just so concerned about like every meal you, like we wouldn't even order the food yet. And we'd be like, can I see the bill? But there's no fucking bill yet.
The food was fucking ridiculous. I know. Expensive. It was stupid.
We were in Bahamas and it was insanity. It was like $8 for like a little 8-ounce bottle of water.
No, breakfast was $200, lunch was $400, dinner was $600.
Literally
for
like diner food.
For nothing.
And you couldn't even get reservations most nights. Like nothing was available, and you're shit out of luck if you don't get a reservation. Yeah. There's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, Bahamas, sponsor us, please.
This is an advertisement, by the way.
Oh my God, it was terrible. I'm not going back.
Use code POOR for nothing off. Self-worth.
Oh, I didn't answer that. Mm. I don't have anything.
That says a lot. Yeah.
I think I left that blank for a reason.
Sex and intimacy.
It could be a lot better and a lot more.
But the sex doesn't need to be better. It's the effort and the opportunity and the...
Yeah. You know what? To be honest, nothing. Don't take this personally in any way. I just wasn't feeling it. Like I had no energy for it.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know...
I'm already hoping you fall asleep early
tonight. Oh. No,
again,
but like,
don't take it personally.
I've been, you know, I always want it. Like I feel the desire for it, and then I get home and I'm like,
I have a hand.
I can't even.
Right. Like I know. I feel like that too.
I don't even have a hand. You know. Like I am sleeping, and maybe in a dream it's happening, but that's about as far as.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
It's so sad. But it's 2023. We're going to do it more.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Start now.
We're going to try 23 times for the year.
Go to our OnlyFans page. And
finances.
Yeah, we're still figuring it out.
Oh, that was so nice of you.
Yeah.
We're still figuring it out.
Yes,
I was trying to talk over to you. In case anybody didn't hear him, he said, we are still figuring it out.
We are still figuring
and
it
we
out.
And we will. I think it's going to be a while.
And I think it's going to be a lot worse before it's a lot better.
I know, but that's not my fault.
This time it is not,
actually. Thank you. Okay.
I mean, it is.
No.
This was all your idea, but for a really good reason.
Yeah. Okay. Marriage and martinis.
Possibilities.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. I want so much of this so bad. And now that we're in 20...
When you say this, what do you mean?
The podcast, us doing this, other things that we have ideas for. Mm-hmm. We have so many fucking great ideas that will be so good. And to be honest, 2023 so far has not been friendly to me to explore further possibilities for what we could do.
We're going to do it.
I would love to so badly. This is my 2 hours since I've been home for this week that I've had a chance to even just sit down and record with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing 2023 yet, but... We need to get off to a better start.
What do you mean we're not?
You know, like, yeah. So I just hope we can make it happen. I really do.
Aging.
Okay.
Oh, you're doing okay.
No, I was saying, okay. You ready for my answer?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So here's where I am with aging. I am literally feeling older than I ever have before. I mean... That makes sense because I am older than I ever have been before, right?
Until tomorrow.
Right, exactly. But so far, I am older than ever. But physically, I'm still feeling great. Nothing like that has changed. But I think what's been happening over the last year or two or three has aged me a bit. And I feel like we're at this... I've been thinking about age a lot lately. And you know this. You know, I feel like we're at this pivotal age where it's now or never. And, you know, we're 45, we're 46 this year. Now's the time to make decisions. You know, like what's going to be the rest of our lives? What's going to happen? Like this is, I feel like if we wait another few years, it's too late. That's the age we're at. And that scares me a little bit.
For new beginnings.
For, yes, right. Like it's if we don't do anything now, this is it for the rest of our lives. And when I say this is it, I'm not sad or depressed or resentful in any way. This is what we've done so far, and this is on the route that we're on, and this is where it's going for the rest of our life, that we're doing these things until we're not, right? And I just feel like if we wait a year or two, like, we're too old to make the change. We're too old to make big time life decisions, big time life changes, right? So if there's anything we want to change, it has to happen now. And that's been affecting me. That's been making me think. That's been making me, you know, what do we want to do when we grow up? You know, like, mm-hmm. that's where I am now. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we do it now or we don't. And this, all the things that we've been doing, this is what we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I know I'm rambling a little bit, but
yeah,
I'm trying to get it out.
I think we'll get into more specifics in a later episode.
Okay.
You know, like, we're taking it one step at a time, and we'll get into more specifics about that. Now, nothing to do with marriage and martini. Well, we want to do more marriage and martinis.
Right.
Right. So, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I've been thinking about age a lot recently. Like, I still, like I said before, I still feel great, and besides of all the stress and all the emotion that I've had over the last year or two.
I'm so happy for you. That's fantastic.
I don't even want to say I don't feel 45.
You don't age physically. You just don't. You don't.
Okay.
You don't.
Thank you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm on a really kind of response.
You don't. I mean, lucky you and fuck you.
Okay.
You don't.
Thank you.
I don't know how that, how does that happen?
I take really good care of myself.
Like, if I didn't know better, I'd think you Botoxed.
Really?
Yeah, I would. I'd think you Botoxed.
But there's a look to that, isn't there?
Well, I mean, you don't have any wrinkles.
I do, and I have those crow's things on my eyes when I smile, but I've always had them, so.
But, like, your forehead's perfect and everything. It's just, like, gross. I mean, gross in the fact that you don't need to Botox. And I have nothing against Botox. I think it's fantastic. Go do what you got to do. But, like, you just look like you have Botox and you fucking don't have Botox.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I've been thinking about age and thinking about, you know, all the, if there are going to be changes or if whatever we got to do, it's got to happen now. And I've been stressing about that, mm-hmm. you know.
I know you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. And we're over the hump of life. Like,
okay,
we're past the 50%.
My great grandmother lived to 104. So speak for yourself.
We are not going to.
I know. I hope so. I don't want to live to 104. Okay.
What about you? Did you answer them?
I did answer them.
Okay. I hope so. Mm-hmm. So we're back to the beginning, right? So use a few words to describe how each of these affected you in 2022, job and business. So, like, for you, that would be parenting and marriage and martinis.
Well, I said something for parenting and marriage and martinis. For your job and business, fuck's sake.
You answered for me?
No, it very much impacts me.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
My job.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm so glad you have one.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing, yeah. But, you know, I don't want to say too much, but, you know, it's been rough. It's been rough.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
What about friendships?
Friendships is interesting. I've really been going, you know, with the exception of a few really good friends that I have made in the last, you know, 10 years or something, very few friends. But really, I've gone very much back to my roots with friendships. I've noticed that. Yeah, very. In a lot of ways, I've gone back to my roots. I feel now like more, I don't know, more than ever. Like, we had, you know, we've been seeing a lot more of Rebecca, who we've, you know, has been my best friend since sixth grade. And
thank God, by the way,
she introduced us, and, you know, and we fall out of touch sometimes. And, you know, I feel like I need that connection, right? Like, I feel like these people in my life who knew me back in the day, right? Who knew me as sort of an immature kid and whatever. And so their expectations of me aren't just like, oh, she's an adult. I can sort of be silly and...
Well, we've seen her 8 times in the last 10 years.
Right.
And when she comes over, it's like time has not passed.
Right.
We are just ourselves. We were back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, but in so many ways. I mean, we're going next weekend to speak at the temple. They asked, you know, my old synagogue asked us to come speak. And, and I'm excited about them to see, you know, a lot of people who I went to Hebrew school with and everything. Like, there's something about going back to your roots. And I don't know if I'm interested to hear what other people think. Like, as I get older, that's important to me. Not the religious aspect of it so much, you know, maybe the traditions, but just the connection back to, like, I knew you when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. My best friend from college who, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that our sons are best friends, which is a dream come true. But, you know, we are very, very much connected. My friends from teaching, which I taught now, you know, 23 years ago. We're so close. Like, I'm not in the business right now of like of making new friends, of building new relationships. And that's not to say that I won't, you know what I mean? I'm not closed to it. I just, in some ways right now, am sort of, maybe because I don't have the energy for it, mm-hmm. I'm focusing on the people who know me so well that I don't have to do much.
Yeah, you can just
They just accept me.
Right.
And that's what I need right now. You know what I mean? Any relationships that have been sort of difficult or people are unsure about our friendship or whatever have suffered. I mean, it's been hard. I have had some struggles over the past year with, you know, friendships, but
right, but as important as those are, what, you know, what we've been struggling with here at home with our children, like, that comes first.
Of course.
And if there's no energy left, right, unfortunately, things,
yeah, it's hard. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, but very much I'm feeling back to my roots is basically. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
What about parenting?
I just have three words for that. Fuck that shit.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. What about fun?
I like to be in the bed.
that's and not fun.
Not in a sexual way. Oh, it's fun to me.
Fun?
Uh-huh.
Being in bed just to relax is fun?
No. I don't know. I look forward to it more than just about anything.
Yeah, I know.
I would like to have more fun. I mean, I did have some fun this year, and I'll get to that later. But
later? We don't have later.
Well, a moment in 2022 when you felt pure joy. We're getting to that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I wonder if our answer is the same for that.
I don't think so.
Oh, no?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. What about, did you do self-worth?
I just said could be better. Like, yeah. It just right now is just, you know, like, mm-hmm. I said, I feel like a vessel, like a, you know, what's the word? A middleman to,
right,
access to, yeah, all kinds of things. Yeah.
I completely understand, yeah, that. What about intimacy? Sex?
Sporadic. What movie is that from?
I don't know.
I'll be seeing you. I hope not sporadically. Clueless.
Well, okay. I don't remember that.
She teaches her the word sporadic.
Why don't I remember that?
I don't know.
I love the
But
movie.
Anyway, it's sporadic at best.
Finances. Please. Elaborate.
Fuck that shit.
Okay, exactly. Mm-hmm. Marriage or martinis?
Saving grace, passion, mm-hmm. like the community, everything has been the constant of this year that has...
See, but that's not fair because you have that because you handle the social media, mm-hmm. you have access to people, mm-hmm. you communicate, you have...
Wait, no, but this is my favorite part.
If I'm not recording, I have nothing, right, to do with, besides, you know, the book and, yeah, like all the, you know, yeah, the behind,
no,
the scenes stuff.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You know?
No, I get that.
Yeah.
But this is definitely, I mean, podcasting will always be my favorite. I love the social media. I love writing the book. I love all of that. I love it. But this is,
right, but at
sitting
least
here
have,
with you is my favorite
you
part.
You have communication, you have, you know, people, right, you like, know, right, your people.
I have access to, like, yeah, very cool people and, right, conversations. I know.
Fuck,
I know,
that. Aging. You can't wait to hear this. Go ahead.
No, I didn't want to go in too much in depth because I think we're going to do another episode on this soon.
Okay.
But
want to skip it?
No.
Oh, no, I meant skip it now,
no,
until the episode.
No, I have fucking sciatica.
Okay.
Which I thought was a prison.
What?
Isn't sciatica the name of a prison?
Sciatica?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
There's like a whole movie about it where they're outside like screaming and sciatica.
Are you talking about
sciatica?
No. Okay. A Dog Days Afternoon with...
I don't think so. I don't know the name of the prison.
No, Dog Days Afternoon was the name of the movie
no.
with
no.
Al Pacino.
No. No. There's a, I'm going to look it up, but I thought it was sciatica. When I looked it up, I was like, what the fuck? I have, like, that's a prison.
Is it? Is, what the fuck? I haven't seen that in like 15 years.
Yeah.
Attica.
Yes, Attica.
Yes,
Attica. That's it.
Yeah.
It's fucking, I have a, a prison. So I didn't even know sciatica was a thing. I literally thought it was a prison. My dad was like, I think you have sciatica. I was like, that's a prison.
How many people were like screaming while they were listening to this, like, it's fucking
yeah,
Attica,
probably right, right. But I have sciatica. Do you know what sciatica is?
I have no idea.
So it's like when
wait, can I guess? When your back hurts, yeah, but your legs tingle.
I mean, it's my, I pull my fucking back out all the time, right? And yes, it's literally like trying on pants, or you know, getting out of pants, or reaching
did you ask
for something,
me, right? Like, do I remember or recognize when this happens? The whole house knows when this is going
because
on
because it's so painful.
I do
it's
feel bad.
So
I know.
Painful.
I know.
I mean, it really, really is.
I've had slight back pain, and I can understand
the people
how
in
it must
who
be
are in sciatica have no idea what I deal with. But you know, I yes, your
it's not Attica.
Foot,
Attica.
Yes, I think it's Attica. I think you're right.
Is it Attica?
Your foot goes numb? It's not important. What's important okay is the fact that I'm suffering, and it's aging, and it's like I don't want to have sciatica. I don't want to be like pull my back and be like, oh, people be like, what'd you do? I have sciatica. Like that's so upsetting,
right?
And that's aging, mm-hmm, right? I mean, there's so many. We're gonna do a whole episode because I just need to complain.
But you've been aging for a long time, and you
damn
love it. No, but
no. I want to age in the way of like I want to play mahjong or learn how to play mahjong. I want to knit. I want to be a grandma. Like I want all of those things. I don't want like sciatica.
I know, but you want to be old. Like you want.
No, I don't want to be old. I like the thought of, look, I had such.
You
want to
knit? Are you out of your? You're never knitting.
Why can't I knit?
You can't knit.
Why can't
That's
I knit?
That's not your thing. No,
I
you're
can
not
knit.
You
I have no dexterity.
No, you can't
no,
do
I've
those
none
things.
I know. I know. But I can dream. A girl can dream. But I had, you know, my relationship with my grandmothers was, you know, especially my bubby, and I love my other grandmother, also my mom. But, you know, I guess that's, I miss it so much. That's the closest I'm ever going to get to it, you know? You're a mess. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's sort of my, that's the closest I'm ever going to get to it again, is to be the bubby, to be the one who is in that position and having that relationship with my hopefully grandkids one day, you know? So that's where that comes from. I don't want to like, I'm not interested in like all the sagging and the, you know, ailing and ailments and shit that goes along
well,
with it.
But
I just want to like hug.
Yeah, but like we said before too, I'm excited about the aging about 5:30 dinners.
But we're already doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right.
I love that.
Right.
Like,
we're
I,
there.
That I love that aspect. We used to go out to dinner at what? 7:30, 8:30 maybe? Be home by.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
11, 12, 1. Mm-hmm. I am so happy going out to dinner at 5:30. Mm-hmm. Being home by 8:39, and then we can like the night's not over.
Right.
We can at least watch a movie together, have some wine on the couch, and
part
light
of
a fire.
Movie together.
Part of a movie, right? Like, but I'm just over that. Like, I guess if that's aging, sign me up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
agreed.
In. Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. Was there another one?
So I guess I mean I do I don't we did have joy this year.
Did we? I don't remember joy.
Well, you weren't there at the places that I talked about, so maybe that's
okay
why. But we did. We had moments of joy, I feel like. We had to have had them. Mine's always the same answer.
If I had joined whatever you're about to talk about.
No, this has nothing to do with you. Yeah, but you had to move on vacation.
That wasn't joy for me.
I know. It
was terrible.
You're too busy worrying about the bill.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I have the same answer every year. It's concerts. I went to the Lizzo concert with my sister
and
Mia.
Great for you.
It was fucking amazing. You could have come.
I wasn't offered.
I really wanted Ian to come because he loves Lizzo, but he was like, I'm not going to a Lizzo concert. And I was like, you know what? Don't be like that. Fucking come to a Lizzo concert. But he wouldn't. I had my sister on one side of me. I had Mia on the other. We're all enormous Lizzo fans.
I know. You sent me videos the whole time that you were there.
And you didn't give a shit.
I loved it. I loved watching you guys just enjoy it and like having a great time.
Yeah.
It was wonderful to see you guys having fun.
I'm so blown away by her. I just think that she's incredible. And I, you know, the concert was so much more than just music. Like she just... I don't know. But anyway, I loved every second of it. Mm-hmm. It was so amazing. And then I took the kids to a 21 Pilots concert, which again, you could have come, but you did not.
I wasn't invited.
Of course you were fucking invited. You're always invited. You just don't want to come.
No, I don't want to go to see
Right,
that
exactly. Show. And you know, our kids have struggled some ways socially, but I will say this about them. They have had the same best friend for years, like the same best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Their relationships with their best friends are fucking phenomenal. And I think so many people never have those kinds of relationships in their lives, and they've kept them going and they've gotten deeper and better and more wonderful. And I'm so proud of the relationships that they have, mm-hmm. you know? And so, you know, Mia brought her best friends, Ian brought his best friends. It was, and I just watching them and I love 21 Pilots and I love the, like, concerts for me are, look, you don't have to talk to your kids. They're super happy. You know, they're like, just, you know,
well, I know.
I feel like a successful parent in those
moments.
Look,
we've been together at concerts with the kids, so I know what you're mm-hmm. talking mm-hmm. about. And it's watching, like when we went to see Weezer and Green Day with Mia and Ian, that was phenomenal. Seeing them bond together, high-five each
yes.
other, moshing to, you know, the mm-hmm. music, like they were just in it.
Right. Like I would rather spend a ton of money on concert tickets than a vacation. I have to be honest, because
right.
a vacation, we end up fucking annoyed at them. They're annoyed at each other. There's a lot of like, what are we doing now? Blah, blah, blah. Like a concert is, you know, we went into the city. We had a nice dinner. Everyone was super excited about the concert. Like just everything about it was, and then during it, every moment was bliss, just bliss. Mm-hmm. Like if we had to go to the bathroom, we'd be like, I don't want to leave now to go to,
Right.
And so for me, like I am willing to spend more money on concert tickets because honestly, I don't know, my best memories aren't our vacations. There are concerts with them.
Yeah. Recent ones, recent memories.
No, I have lots of memories of concerts with the kids.
Right.
Going back.
I know, but I have like memories of vacations when they were little, which were incredible. You know, cruises that we've done or, you know, Disney World or, you know, those kinds of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, Disney was incredible.
So.
Yeah. Right. You know. I mean, but also annoying.
Yeah, but I love that kind of annoying.
I know. You do.
I'm like fucking.
You're like an
Clark,
army.
I'm like Clark Griswold when it comes to vacations like that. That work.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm you know, like,
you're going to have
scheduled.
So much fucking
yes.
fun. We're going to be singing Zippity Doodle out of our assholes.
Like, when we're at Disney World, you fucking hate me because
I'm
on a mission
right.
and I'm like, we're all going. Yeah.
I'm getting my money's worth.
I love that stuff.
All right.
All right. Let's end this episode off with at least a little bit of an upbeat, stupid, whatever
mm-hmm.
means nothing kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds exciting, right, to
mm-hmm,
listen to?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are the best three things that you watched or listened to in last year?
Are you asking me first?
Sure. Why not? Let's change the pace and make it different. You know?
Okay, so I had a few different answers for this, and I definitely had more than three. But if I'm easily doing three, it's Severance.
I have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bad Sisters, which you wouldn't watch because it's about women and you don't like
Fuck
stuff
that.
About...
That's not true.
No, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the more time that goes by and the more things I try to get you to watch, the more I realize it's true.
No, I just watched last week Chelsea Handler's new stand-up, and I fucking loved it, and I love her, and I think she's wonderful.
Okay, but that's okay. Very few and far between for you. Like, for women, I feel like we are inundated with male content and we just, you know, we just accept it as, okay, yeah, there's male.
Okay, we don't have to get into that.
But
now.
It's true.
Understood.
Okay.
Understood.
But
point
it does
taken.
Frustrate me because Bad like, Sisters is a really good show.
I will happily take notes about this stuff and research it and we can do an episode about that. Of course I will.
Okay. And White Lotus 2 was amazing.
That was this year, no?
I'm just going to say it was, no, I think it was 2022.
Was it?
I think so. And then this year was interesting because, first of all, I became obsessed with cult documentaries. Like, right. Obsessed. Like, I went down a rabbit hole. I am actually reaching out to some couples that I know through cult documentaries who I'm going to maybe ask to come on.
You do?
And you know what it was? The content that I needed this year, like, I wasn't interested in comedy. I wasn't interested in, like, light, fluffy reality shows. I needed something where I could be like, well, at least I'm not in a fucking cult.
Right. There's worse things.
Right. Like, right. Like literally, at least, you know, at least I'm not, you know.
Fill in the blank. It doesn't matter. Right.
Murdered. Yeah. Or that my entire state of being, like, when it came to films and movies, and I couldn't do light. I couldn't do comedy. I couldn't be on that wavelength. It had to be deep, disturbing, you know life.
But I think that's a trend. Like, I feel like comedy has been lacking in the
last year. I was obsessed with Abbott Elementary.
Was a great show.
It's a great show, but I can't watch it right now. And I feel so bad because I want to support it and I love it. And, you know, I think that Quinta Brunson is so amazing.
She doesn't need your support. She's doing great.
I understand,
and
but
deservingly so,
I
by the
like
way, just saying.
I would like to be that person who's support because I think she's fantastic. And I know she doesn't need my support, but I do like to support those, you know, shows that I think are really creative and wonderful. But I couldn't, I just can't right now.
No.
I can't.
I understand.
I'm hoping in the future I will be able to watch a comedy and be like, this is great and I can relate to the lightheartedness of it. Mm-hmm. I cannot do that right now.
Yeah.
What about you?
Can you think of a movie from last year that stands out to you? I can't. I tried to. Was there a movie released in 2022 that we were like, wow, or that we saw at least, you know? We didn't see everything that came out, obviously, but I couldn't think of a movie.
Mm-mm.
Right. Isn't that weird?
Mm-mm.
Right.
I don't think I saw a movie.
I watched The Dropout. Not The Dropout.
Yeah. The one about Elizabeth
Holmes.
Yes.
That was last year, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Was Dope Sick last year?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think the year before.
That could be the year before.
But, if you haven't seen that, you need to watch it. It's phenomenal.
The Offering. Did you watch that? That was a great show.
Is that a horror?
No, that was about the making of The Godfather.
Oh, I watched a little, but I never saw The Godfather. Why am I going to watch The Offering?
Right, that's so stupid. You got to watch.
Okay, fine. But there's no point in me watching The Offering if I never fucking saw The Godfather.
No, that's not true. Because maybe watching The Offering would get you to say, hey, maybe it's time to watch The Godfather.
I watched the making of the movie Sciatica.
The Offering was really good. And Miles, what's his name, who's the head guy?
Miles Teller?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, excellent. He was in Whiplash.
So this was like his first as an adult actor. Because everything he's done, like Whiplash, you know, he's the child, the kid. Phenomenal. Like, great job. It's totally worth the watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I said Severance, just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, just like every year, my favorite thing to watch every single year, which is my New Year's tradition, is
Twilight Zone.
Mm-hmm. Every January 1st. I spend all day in bed. Everybody leaves me alone. Nobody talks to Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Dad watches the Twilight Zone marathon.
Well, and that your dad did that.
Yes.
So it's you're continuing the tradition. Yeah, I like
and
that.
I'm trying hard to get Ian. I'm not even trying with Joni yet. Maybe it'll happen. Mia has no interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying.
Mia doesn't have any interest in anything we watch.
Right. Ian walked into my room 5 times January 1st and was like, oh, Twilight Zone again? Okay, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Like all day he was doing
it's
that.
Hard.
Like, he
it's
knows.
Slow if
it's
you don't.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we're the last generation to be able to handle the Twilight Zone.
I think you're the last person who's watching the Twilight Zone.
I fucking love it.
Good.
I
that makes me so happy.
So, My answer for every year, my favorite thing that I ever watched that year was The Twilight Zone.
And are there, are there any episodes you haven't seen?
You know what's weird? I will watch, you know, I think it's the Sci-Fi Channel that does the marathon every year.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, so it's out of order. It's not like I know I'm watching season whatever, episode whatever. It's just a random episode. And once in a while, I'm like, I don't think I've seen this one. How is that possible? I've been watching this thing for 20-something years every year, you know, like, mm-hmm. and I think there's episodes maybe that I haven't seen. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Twilight Zone movie? Because, you know, there's a whole documentary about how that was like the biggest shit show ever as a movie.
I may have, like, before I met
you. Well, you don't even need to watch the movie. Just watch the documentary. It's supposed to be like, it was literally the biggest shit show as far as film production and everything. I don't even know about it. I just know that it was supposedly like the worst disaster ever.
I think I may have watched it once before I met you, and I don't remember anything about it.
Okay.
Maybe that's why, because it was that bad. Anything else? Let's do one more thing.
Sure.
Now that 2022 is over and it's 2023, let's just discuss a few things that we want to do more of in 2023 and moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
You have those? Did you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
I said the same fucking thing last year. I know I did. I want to listen to the episode again just to make sure, but I'm sure I did. I want to go outside more. I want to, you know, I like have this dream.
You want to go outside more?
Yeah, like I want to be outside. I want to be like one of those people in the commercial who are like frolicking through the.
But you do.
I know, but my walks have gotten shorter. You know, hello, sciatica.
Yeah. Attica. Prison. Yeah.
And you know, I just like, I didn't go to the beach as much this summer. I didn't, like I said, I like to be in the bed, but I want to not want to be in the bed quite so much. Mm-hmm. I want to be outside. I need the vitamin D. Not in that way, but I need the vitamin D. And like, I feel like I want to be that person who, you know, I want to be that person. Like I talked about, you know, I used to run 15 miles or whatever, but that was like a forced kind of thing. This, I want to just like, want to be outside and like pick the flowers and frolic.
Pick the flowers.
And, like, I do. I want to be one of those like, I'm outside frolicking. Like I just want to be that person.
Gotcha.
And with the dogs and everything, you know, because I think I've been a little depressed, my hikes have been shorter, my walks have been shorter, and I have sciatica. So, you know, yeah.
Okay.
I think we should name this episode Sciatica is Not a Prison.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you want? What did you? What
just
was your
one.
Answer?
We'll go back and forth. One for one. How
no,
about
I'm
that?
Done.
That's all you had? Okay. Oh, yeah. I only have one that it doesn't matter. I say this every other year. I want to read more. I want to try to, like, I physically have trouble reading. I want to be able to sit down and open a book and read. I bought a book recently. I want to read it. I haven't cracked it yet. It's been 3 weeks. I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about the information.
Why not just do the audiobook?
I want to read.
Okay. That audiobook is reading.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No. I want to open a book and read it cover to cover. I've done that 3 times in my life. I want to do it again.
And they were all the same book.
Yes. So that's what I want to do.
Great.
And then obviously I want to have more fun.
And of course the book you bought is by a woman author and it's about a woman's life. And
exactly.
I know. Yeah, yeah, I know. I know.
And then all the other things. I want to have more fun. I want to have more sex. I want to have more dinners. Mm-hmm. I want to have more, you know, all that stuff.
The sex is with me, right?
If you're willing, then yes.
I like to be in the bed.
One less thing I would like to do in 2023.
Cry.
Walk Billy. And that's the end of it.
No, you're going to walk Billy more this year.
No, that's
not. I got sciatica.
I can't take it.
No, I'd like to, first of all, I don't want to get bitten by bed bugs in 2023.
Fair.
I want to cry less.
Yeah. Me too, by the way.
Yeah. And I need to back off some of my vices a little bit. It's been bad. It's been really bad.
Okay.
You
know what? I don't blame us. And I don't, I have no.
I know, but that doesn't, like, your body doesn't give a shit if it doesn't.
All right.
Like,
so we lost 6 months.
Oh my God. No, I might get it back by going outside.
Right. Go outside. Vitamin D.
Yeah. Vitamin. I'm going to get it back.
That'll do it.
I'm going to get it back.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we did all the things in the beginning, right? So we got nothing else.
Yeah, rate and review, please.
We did it.
Please,
yeah.
Please. Yeah, but please. We need it and it helps and
Okay, great. No more begging. We're back. We got more episodes coming out. We have some really fun interview episodes.
Yeah, we do.
Too. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, actually.
I know.
Favorite
you interviews. Said it was yeah, your favorite.
I did. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.